Thursday, November the 11th, 10, 4 Kislev 5771. Day 5 before Shabbat, Parasha Vayetzei, and he departed. Haftarah, Hosea 11, 7 to end. My people are determined to turn from me. Though they call to the Most High, he certainly won't exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Gadmah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is turned within me, my compassion is aroused. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am El, and not man, the set-apart Holy One in the midst of you, and I will not come in wrath. They will walk after Yahweh, who will roar like a lion, for he will roar, and the children will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling like a bird out of Egypt, and like a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will settle them in their houses, says Yahweh.
Elohim's charge against Ephraim.
Ephraim surrounds me with falsehood, and the house of Israel with deceit. Judah still strays from Elohim, and is unfaithful to the set-apart Holy One. Hosea 12, 1-11. JPS equals Hosea 12, 1-12. Ephraim feeds on wind, and chases the east wind. He continually multiplies lies and desolation. They make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahweh also has a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his deeds, he will repay him. In the womb he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood he contended with Elohim. Indeed, he struggled with the angel, and prevailed, he wept, and made supplication to him. He found him at Bethel, and there he spoke with us, even Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, Yahweh is his name of renown. Therefore turn to your Elohim. Keep kindness and justice, and wait continually for your Elohim. A merchant has dishonest scales in his hand. He loves to defraud. Ephraim said, surely I have become rich, I have found myself wealth. In all my wealth they won't find in me any iniquity that is sin. But I am Yahweh your Elohim from the land of Egypt. I will yet again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken to the prophets, and I have multiplied visions, and by the ministry of the prophets I have used parables. If Gilead is wicked, surely they are worthless. In Gilgal they sacrifice bulls. Indeed, their altars are like heaps in the furrows of the field. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.